You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. If you hear a church-like quality in some of Rebecca Carriord's music, there's a reason for that.
My stepfather was a priest, and I grew up singing a lot. I had my own key to his church up in Northern Norway, and I could go and play the church organ whenever I wanted to. So I wrote some songs up there when I was younger. But I think I came back to that kind of sonic universe because when I wrote We Become Ourselves, I was in a very existential period of my life.
The first track on the album is called Prayer.
The album was written when I lived out in the nature outside Stockholm, where I have a little cabin. And it was in a period where that was quite existential for me. And I think prayer in this regard is not a... Maybe you can call it religious, but with nature as the religion and the human body as the church. And it's a prayer for something to last, a relationship, or something like a safety or a pureness to be kept intact. And I feel like that set the tone for the whole album in a good way.
She coupled this sentiment with music that has the elevating fervor of gospel.
Yeah, in this record, I really wanted to make something that was almost like influenced by the old blues, you know, slave songs, with the working in a row, something like really physical, the mantra, to get into the body in a way, yeah.
Sitting at a grand piano at Echoes, Rebecca Carriord looks younger than her nearly 40 years. She has long auburn hair, and she's wearing a black print kimono jacket over a sleeveless blouse. She didn't come to music until late in her career. Acting was her initial profession.
I was an actor when I was younger as well. I studied both music and acting. I went to the National Academy of Acting in Sweden. I was acting in films since I was 12 to 30-ish. And then I felt, okay, I've done this now. I'm done with it. I didn't want to do it anymore. And music took over.
The spirit of song was already there. Her birth father had been a musician, and even though her parents had separated when she was only 3, Carriord stayed in contact with them through music.
My dad was a fantastic musician when he was young, but he suffered from a drug addiction, so he was away. I grew up with my super steady mom and had a nice upbringing in that regard, but him and the music became something that was... It formed my personality in a way, and when I was older, I inherited all his lyrics. He gave them to me. So I started to send tapes to him. We sent tapes back and forth, and in an indirect way, he kind of gave me music without realizing.
It's hard to think that this experience isn't part of her album, We Become Ourselves, especially with songs like Save Yourself.
All this darkness you pass on has found its way back home. When you're exhausted, all your help you'll have to save yourself.
Men inspired many of the songs on We Become Ourselves. The album was actually created when she fell in love.
I had fallen in love very profoundly, maybe for the first time, and there was something that came out of that. There was some sort of an existentialism. It was like finding a connection to nature and a connection to my own mortality and my timeline in a way, and I wanted to express that in music.
Obviously, these are not simple love songs. Oh Brother is an ode and a lament for men who have been in her life, but not in the way you might expect.
It's an ode to all the amazing men I have around me that's struggling with their man role in this modern times. It's to the fathers and the brothers and the friends and the lovers and all of those who really are trying their best, because, I mean, I'm a feminist, but first and foremost, I'm a humanist. And I think we have to acknowledge that we all have the same needs deep down. And if we started that there, and there's a sentence in the song saying, if I ever had a son, I'll teach him it's okay to cry.
Rebecca Carriord's church upbringing also plays into the final song on her album, a piece inspired by the tragedy of the 2011 Norwegian terrorist attacks on a government building and a children's camp. Although Carriord lives in Sweden, she was born and raised in Norway, and it hit close to home.
It's called Bandages, and it's the one where the boys' choir is really present. And I was in the middle of recording, and I opened the news in my laptop, and I couldn't continue because it was so close, you know. I knew people there, so I wrote this song, and it felt like a good ending. Like, it's kind of a prayer as well.
Although Rebecca Carriord doesn't act anymore, films called her back, this time as a composer.
My film contacts and my theater contacts and my modern dance, all everything that I've been working with as an actor, they were still there, and they heard the music that I did, and they wanted me to try to compose for films. And so it slowly has evolved.
She's composed for dozens of film, TV, and theater works, and last year released an all-instrumental album of her scores called, appropriately, Music for Film and Theater. Her scores tend to be much more avant-garde in sound.
I love researching sonic universes. When you don't use your voice in that same way, it just opens up all these possibilities.
Rebecca Carriord lives in a world of possibilities. She had a baby girl shortly after recording We Become Ourselves, and she's currently working on a project using only women's voices. Her latest albums are We Become Ourselves and Music for Film and Theater, both on Control Freak Kitten Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.